I'm a priest of the 90s. I was ordained in 1994. And when I was ordained, I was looking for ways to live out my priesthood effectively. I wanted to save the world. As I looked around, talking to people, still searching and not finding, somebody put a book in my hands, and I'm sure those of you who worked in offices, maybe in the 90s and maybe early 2000s, you heard about Stephen Covey. He wrote a famous book called The 7 Habits of Highly Influential People. And he put that book in my hands and said, read it. Stephen Covey was an educator in organizational leadership in the 90s. He has since died. And there's something that he wrote that stuck with me, and it stuck with me even today. He writes, no involvement, no commitment. Without involvement, there is no commitment. And then he says, mark it down, asterisk it, circle it, underline it. No involvement, no commitment. Covey was right. Priesthood requires both involvement and commitment. What would my priesthood look like if I was not committed? What would this mass look like if I was not involved? Whether it is marriage, friendship, work, sports, or the following of Christ, there is no involvement without commitment. And there is no commitment without involvement. Mark it down. Asterisk it. Circle it. Underline it. No involvement. No commitment. The story of Bartimaeus, the blind man, in today's gospel reading, on the periphery looks like a very simple episode of healing. But Mark has a deeper message embedded in the story. On the one hand, by having the blind man address Jesus as Son of David, Mark was identifying Jesus as the Messiah. So that's one of the main purposes of this story. The title that Jesus has, Son of David, this is the Messiah. Even a blind man knows that. On the other hand, Bartimaeus' story is a story of involvement and commitment. A story of Christian discipleship. So today I would like to offer 3 insights, and at the end of each insight, I have a question that you can take home and perhaps reflect upon it. So here is my first point. Mark includes many stories in his gospel that make the reader understand what following Jesus means. He provides contrasting stories to make his point. For example, remember 2 weeks back, he narrated the story of the rich man. And now he contrasts that rich man's story with the story of a beggar. So this guy is on the streets and he's blind and he's a beggar. The rich man had many possessions, whereas Bartimaeus was a blind beggar. The rich man sought eternal life. He came to Jesus and asked, what can I do to inherit eternal life? Whereas Bartimaeus merely wanted to see Jesus. What do you want? Lord, that I may see. But the main point that Mark makes is that these two men followed two different paths when it came to following Jesus. Here was the issue. The rich man had set a limit on how far he was willing to go to attain eternal life. When Jesus asked him to discard his possessions and follow him, his face fell and he went away sad. This rich man had come so close to salvation. He had come so close to salvation. And yet he went so far away. Bartimaeus, on the other hand, let go of his only possession, his cloak. He leapt up, and Mark says, followed Jesus on the way. On the way, in Mark, means that he's followed the way Jesus. In the final analysis, it was Bartimaeus to whom Jesus said, your faith has saved you. He could have said that to the rich man too, but the rich man did not wait. He walked away. Bartimaeus heard those all important words, your faith has saved you. He not only had his sight back, but he had Jesus. And he found salvation. So my question that I'm asking you to take home with you in this first point is, do I set limits for Jesus in my life? How far am I willing to go? The second point. Mark does not easily name people in the stories that he tells. There was yet another blind man healed in this section of Mark's gospel, which is in Mark chapter 8. We are now reading from Mark chapter 10, whose name we do not know. That man was healed in stages. He was healed, but we don't know his name. Neither do we know the name of the rich man who walked away after Jesus told him to give him his all. In this context, it is strange that Mark tells the name of the blind beggar in today's gospel. His name is Bartimaeus, or Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus. Why does Mark name this man? To answer this question, we must go back to Mark chapter 8, where Jesus asked his disciples, who do people say that I am? Remember that question that Jesus asked the disciples? Who do people say that I am? Jesus did not ask this question because he was having an identity crisis. Rather, the disciples' answer would give the disciples their identity. That was the reason why Jesus wanted him to know what they think. In other words, when someone chooses to follow Jesus in a serious way, their identity emerges not from who they are, but who Jesus is for them. Mark gives Bartimaeus a name because by his giving up everything and following Jesus, he had not only found sight and salvation, but he had found himself in Christ and with Christ. For Mark, this is the meaning of salvation. So here is my second question that I would like you to take home to reflect on. If Mark was writing your story, would he give you a name? If Mark was writing your story and mine, would we have a name? And finally, third point. We come to the point where we understand the the purpose of Mark's writing his gospel, of Mark writing his gospel. He wants to bring his readers to understand, first, who is Jesus? Son of David, have mercy on me, a sinner. That was a blind man said. So Mark wants his readers to know who Jesus is. Secondly, he wants his readers to know who they are. And as I said, our identity emerges from who we think Jesus is. And third, Mark wants to let us know what it means to follow Jesus and make a committed decision about it. At the end of the gospel reading, Mark is only about 16 chapters. But after you've read the gospel of Mark, the way Mark writes the story, the reader cannot simply keep the story of Jesus down and then go about life as normal. You can't do that with Mark. They are compelled to either throw their weight behind Jesus completely or walk away from him. The rich man walked away. The blind man committed himself totally. At the end of Mark's gospel reading, you don't find a middle ground. There's no sitting on the fence. Either you're walking away or you are giving Jesus your all. Through the Bartimaeus story, Mark shows us that what it means to follow Jesus is about commitment and involvement. Mark is inviting us to seek to follow Christ by putting no limits, no obstacles, but rather by throwing our entire weight behind him. As Stephen Covey would say, mark it down, asterisk it, circle it, underline it. No involvement, no commitment. No commitment. No involvement. So, here is the question that I'm, third question that I want to give you as you leave. Without involvement, there is no commitment. Mark it down, asterisk it, circle it, underline it. What does this mean for your Christian discipleship? So, I have three questions for you, right? Do I set limits for Jesus in my life? Secondly, if Mark was writing your story and mine, would we have a name? And thirdly, what does involvement and commitment mean to you when it comes to your Christian discipleship? Jesus, right on this altar, the same Jesus in whom the blind man found sight, salvation, himself. May that story be yours and mine. People of God, say.